The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
There's a girl, she's a star. She's got style, Steffi Star. You see her face around the town. She's popular, Steffi Star.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weinstein.
And I'm Meredith Keach.
And this is The Show with Weinstein Keach.
Yeah.
I don't really know what's going on. If I slur, I apologize beforehand.
Yeah.
It's been a long week. I am, when I came back, as you know, I moved father into assisted living. And on the last leg of the trip, the migraine hit.
Mm.
And so I've been shooting myself up with sumatriptan shots. And so I had to take one before I came. And sometimes it makes me tired. So I may or may not slur.
Got it. You're not having a stroke then?
Nope.
Okay, good to know.
Yep.
And we have my friend Natalie. Natalie, do you go by O'Reilly, Mandeville? Tell me.
I do go by O'Reilly legally. People call me either or because of the kids. But yeah. It's all
I'm
good.
On that program.
Wait, your last name is Mandeville?
So my married name is Mandeville.
Are you any relation to Wendy Mandeville?
No.
Oh, just thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah. Anyway, so ta-da, we're here. Yay. With my friend Natalie O'Reilly Mandeville. And you've started a skincare company?
Yeah, so soap and skincare is kind of how it's evolved.
This is right up my alley.
Yeah.
I will be staring at you the entire podcast.
And it's no surprise to me that you have done this because you've always been on the forefront of health as long as I've known you, which has actually been a long time. And you've certainly always worked out, been mindful of what you eat, and definitely mindful of the world around you. And so the fact that you're doing this, I feel like it's been your calling.
Thank you.
Are you feeling comfortable in the space?
Yeah, I am. I am very much, yeah. And it's gravitated me towards a lot of like-minded people too, like at some of the farmers markets and things like that. So it's really like a calling of a lot of people who are very like-minded, and it's been very like affirming in that way for me.
So tell us how you got started.
So Natalie, come a little closer or pull the microphone closer.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. We want to hear you. We're like on the cut.
I'm dying to hear how you got started in this and how you started this company.
So really it's been, I think like Meredith said, like it's always been the back of my mind. I like to research things. I like healthful things or natural homeopathic kind of like remedies to things. And when the pandemic happened, it felt like there was a lot of like contracting and back to basics and back to like people did sourdough. I did too. I still do sourdough.
Oh my God, I have to learn.
Yeah. And so like all these nurturing sort of like that feminine energy and like taking care of the garden the contracting happened and it was like, but there was a lot of things that I started realizing about like what we put on our skin and what we eat, like the food sources and things like that. And so as I did more research, I was like, oh, a lot of these natural things like from nature, herbs or stuff are studied by the NIH and they're actually have all the properties. They just can't patent them. So if I do the research, I find all the information and I'm like, oh, what if I put more of that in my smoothie? And then what happened really with the soap is that I started dry brushing because our skin and our lymphatic system is like the number one for your health. Right?
Hold
like,
on. Tell me what dry brushing is.
Oh, Meredith, come on.
I'm behind.
I dry brush. Well, I buy everything and I start everything, but I don't continue.
Okay,
doing
well, define for me what dry brushing is.
Yeah. So to your point, so it's for me, these are the small daily repeated things that we do that sort of nourish us, that nurture our well-being, our self-care. And so dry brushing is just think of like a brush it's like sisal or something, whatever it's made of. And you brush your skin, you start from the bottom, like your feet, and move your way up and you circle and your stomach and so on and so forth. And you're just sort of like roughing your skin before you go in the shower.
Oh.
And
how long does it take you?
So
I'm always in a rush.
Well, so that's the thing. Some days I'm literally just like sort of scruffing really quick just to say I did. Some days I forget to. And, you know, other days I really just take my time and really sort of, you know, you're just sort of roughing all the dead skin cells. And then when you go in, it sort of cleans it up and it just helps your body be able to do what it's supposed to do. Like your skin is where it prevents things from coming in and it It helps to detoxify whatever is going on inside of you. So that was the first thing I started.
One more question before you move forward. When you dry brush, do you do it when you're standing in the shower so that you don't have skin flakes everywhere?
No.
My skin's probably not that flaky.
How dare you say Natalie has flaky skin? This girl's skin is like butter. That's rude, Matt. And you owe her an apology.
I'm sorry, Natalie.
Totally. You stand naked on the bath mat outside of your shower.
Oh, okay.
And you dry brush. And there's no flakes. Or you can sit on the side of your bed and just, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could stand in your shower if you felt that you didn't want to.
Deflake.
Deflake. You don't get that flaky. You really just sort of.
Feels good.
Oh,
it does. And I did it for, when I first learned about it, I committed to a week straight every single day. And I took my time initially. And let me tell you, energetically, you will feel like so much more energy, so much more life circulating through you, mentally clear. Just that alone is life changing.
Where do I get this brush?
I have to find
Can I buy it from you?
I have to take mine back out.
I have some available because that people I have to talk about.
All right.
So that was the first thing. And then I realized, like, hey, what am I putting on my skin? Mm.
Right. Because then afterwards, you don't want to put an endocrine disruptor on there.
Right.
And I was just using Dove because I'm not really a beauty, like, high maintenance. I don't really like all those things. And I never did. My sisters were all like that. So it was like, okay, so what am I putting? So then I started researching that and what's good for your skin, what nourishes your skin. And then when I found, I tried a tallow soap. And it was all over since then.
Game
I loved
changer.
It.
Yes. Tallow, that's beef fat, correct?
It is. It's purified and rendered beef fat. I use grass-fed because that's got the higher nourishing. And also during the pandemic, I went without meat for I don't know why. I just couldn't eat. And I have gone back to eating meat, but I still don't eat a lot of it. So it does have vitamins that are good for your skin. And as I'm aging, I'm like starting perimenopause. Like it's like I'm starting to notice like changes in like my skin. And so this has been just a life changer. It feels so much better. I feel revived. I feel clean, protected, but like it's most people who try it when they come back and they're like, oh, wow. They're like, yeah, this is definitely a different
kind of soap. I don't understand what it is.
The soap?
Yeah, the tallow.
Yeah, so tallow is, so like Mary said, beef fat basically, but purified and rendered. So there's no.
So remember like back in the day, they took whales and made lipstick out of the fat from the whale. It's kind of like that. It's natural.
Well,
product instead of synthetic.
Yeah. So soap is basically saponified oils. So whatever kind of oil you want, because I use tallow as the base and I use other nourishing oils as well in there. And you use by a chemical process using lye, sodium hydroxide, it turns it into a salt, which is soap. So the only real soap is made like that. You can't make soap without it. So what we find in the supermarkets is really a detergent. It's not even a soap. And so soaps cling to dirt and wash off of your skin. But when I make my soap, it's called super fatting. So there's a leftover like 5%. And some of my soaps are 6%. So it's like a whole mathematical equation. But some of them are leftover a little more, like the one that's pure tallow usually for babies, if they want something, it's the higher percentage of fat. But that is what leaves your skin soft and not like overly stripped or the other thing is that it doesn't feel like it's sitting on your skin. Like it does sort of go into our skin.
So this is why you don't get flaky.
Maybe so. Maybe so. And
Steph's wheels are turning right now. She can't even talk.
And the other thing about tallow is that it's very similar to our skin. So tallow is like derived from a Greek word sebum, which is our skin. So hence why it absorbs. And then I have 51 varieties of soap now, and they're infused with the various botanicals and herbs that I've researched somewhere along the line that was like, oh, I'd love to, you know, have more of this or more vitamin C or more fenugreek is one of my favorites.
What was the new favorite?
Well, it's not fenugreek. It's a oil. It's an essential oil that's like skin loving and it's really softening. And so, or like turmeric, like I like it, if you have dark spots or something like that, like it helps lighten them or prevent them from getting darker. So, you know, but it's still, it is a natural thing. So it's like those slow daily repeated things that you do that sort of build or protect what what we already have going for it. Yeah.
Okay, so
I need the entire line.
I do too. I want I want to buy the whole box. Okay, mm-hmm. So first I dry brush, then I shower with
tallow soap.
Your soap, and how do you apply it?
So it's bar soap. So a lot of people are used to the. Yeah. So,
or do I use a loofah?
So I do sell soap saver bags because as the soap gets smaller, like you know, they fall in the. So I just stuff all the little soap end pieces in there, and then it just sort of scrubs your skin. It's got a little.
Oh, the little bag does.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you have so many varieties.
I'm
here.
So excited. Okay, so then I did notice. I had seen this on your Insta page and then I confirmed it again this morning that you have a body butter that like clears off the shelves in minutes.
Yes.
So, oh, yeah. I liked that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the body butters at my markets, I usually offer a free sample and people try that and then they buy it. Yes. So again, it's a really thick moisturizing, lotion and... But it doesn't sit on your skin. Like you ever try like lotions and you're just like, it just feels like it's sitting there, which dries. This you can put like, you can slather it. You don't, a little goes a long way. You don't have to. But if you do, it still like absorbs in and like, it's amazing.
I want that too.
Yeah, me too. So what's going to happen when my family goes into the shower and there's no more of those big pump things that I get from TJ Maxx?
Oh,
how
really?
Am I going to transition?
That's out? What you let your family use?
Yes. Yeah, that's why we all flake. Okay, so what's your recommendation on how to transition out of the chemical detergent soaps, not soaps, detergents?
I think like with anything, you just start with one small, maybe you put both in there and like let them try it. And like, if you're in tune to yourself, like, does this feel better? Do I like it better? You know, that would be where...
How about you use the products?
Yeah. And the smells are big. Smells
are
big.
Oh, yeah.
So I have unscented ones and I have scented ones because people who have more sensitive skin don't want any scent. So the scented ones are, I use therapeutic essential oils and they're not just for scent. So they're a subtle, like they're really fresh, subtle essential oils. And they're also skin nourishing. So you won't find something that's just for fragrance. And you won't find dyes or even micas. Micas are like just, it's from the earth, but it's not necessarily skin loving. So they're not, I don't use any of them.
So for those who are listening right now and they're on the interweb, tell us the name of your company and your Instagram. And I know your website is in progress, but it's definitely something that you can...
Yeah,
So tell them where to go to.
So getgrounded.us is the website.
Getgrounded.us.
And grounded_holistic_apothecary on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay. And there you can see lots of pictures of stuff. And one thing that just completely hooked me, I'm going to look at my phone now, is I think it was on your website. Yeah, it's website where you have this and you hit the little bars and it says, when you're kind of doing a search, it says grounded, cleanse, soothe, renew, nourish, and enliven. I mean, how magical does that sound?
You,
grounded,
you
cleanse,
had me at
soothe,
hello.
Renew, nourish, and enliven, right? Like that is incredible. And all from just bathing, right? Like, I can't wait to start this process, this dry brushing, which is I've never heard of before. I am, like, apparently behind the times. And then I'm going to try the soap.
Yeah. So I brought you each a little sampling.
Incredible.
That is a basic.
Smell it, Meredith.
That's one of my, it's just called Every Day. Oh. So that's like a good basic.
I could just smell it and sit here.
What does that smell? It's amazing.
I'd have to remember. I think there's vetiver in there, which is one of my favorites. Yeah.
Uni glasses.
I do. Yes. Vetiver, Palo Santo, and patchouli mixed. Yeah. So those are essential oils.
Do you sell essential oils?
No, I do not. Oh. No, because I would like to get a distiller to make my own essential oils because I'd have a little more control over that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what happened at your house when you started rendering tallow?
So I don't actually render it.
Okay.
Yet. Okay. So I would like to find it close, more local. I'm working with, so somebody started carrying my body. I just got a big order for body butters. Wow. From Oak Knoll in Foxborough. So so I get my meats and my milk there. And so they're going to carry the body butters, and Simpson Springs carries my soaps. So it's slowly getting out there. But so that's a lip gloss.
Oh.
And it's tallow with mango butter, and it's tinted with beetroot. So it's very soft and like shiny.
I love soft and shiny. It's so soft.
And then these...
And shiny, like Natalie said.
Well, so the inspiration was Chanel Glossomer, because I always use
this is stunning.
Chanel Glossomer because I love the
God.
Shine.
Oh, my God. Adam, get a close-up of my lips.
I love this. Wow.
Wow, that is...
Sorry, Nat, go ahead.
So, yeah, so it's just tinted with beetroot, so it just gives a nice
tinted
little
with
sheen.
Beetroot.
That's all you need.
Meredith, you don't like... Actually, you do like all natural stuff.
I love all natural
stuff.
You do. And essential oil smells are my favorite in the whole world.
Oh, good.
What can we use to help us sleep?
So that's I listened to your last podcast and you talked about magnesium.
Can I tell you what happened? I've been spraying the magnesium on the bottom of my feet. Meredith, my feet started to peel. Is that normal, Natalie?
Well, it has salt in it. That's why.
So magnesium's kind of a salt too. So this doesn't make you itchy, and that's why I put it in a cream.
Okay.
And
cream.
Yeah. So if I have a headache, I put it on my temples.
Oh.
Or before bed, I do put it on the bottom of my feet. And
you do?
Yeah. And I swear by it. I haven't had to take like Tylenol or Motrin because. So I also have a little bit more potent version of this with helichrysum, and the helichrysum is also very like the muscles just. Relax. And so that's more for like post-workout and stuff, but this is a good bedtime.
I could become a huffer.
Oh, you huffed it. I miss her. I miss our old admin. That's another story for another day.
Wow, this stuff smells so good.
So that's lavender in there. So
oh my
that's
God.
My favorite.
Natalie, yeah, this so is amazing. Too. I will be using this tonight on the bottom of my feet. And after I take my headphones off, I'll put on the side of my head because I've been migrating.
So, Natalie, how does somebody start buying your stuff? Like,
what's this?
Okay. So, I love all this stuff. Like, how do I start?
Wait, can we just find out what this is?
Oh, yeah.
So that is lip scrub.
How do I open the top?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, so we should put this on before we put our lip gloss on.
Before the lip gloss. So this is particular. People love this. So this is made with crushed eggshells, which helps build collagen. And they're from my chickens. And I've sterilized them.
Are we
going to
get puffy lips?
No. Well, so it's not a puff. So it has beetroot. Oh. So it's probably like an anti-puffer.
Oh, okay.
But it sloughs off all the dead skin cells. And sometimes I put it all over my face, honestly. Like, I love this
stuff. Really?
I'm going to have to make a face version of it that's not as, like, super concentrated as this one. But because I love it.
Oh, my God.
And it just scrubs like all little dead skin cells, and then the lip gloss is perfect on it after.
So. Natalie, you've just added an hour and a half
to
my morning routine.
No,
which, and I
honestly, I don't spend that much
so
time.
Excited.
Well, what are your favorite products that you use on yourself?
Please? I brought you
the this is so good. So this is our starter pack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I love. Yes. I'm obsessed.
We can sell it for you. We can sell anything.
Yeah.
We can sell all the stuff. That's our expertise.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
This
oh
is
my God.
Just beyond exciting.
I know. And I
love
the name.
Well, and you have a little girl, and like I do, and she's starting to explore products, and you really don't know where to turn, right?
Like, exactly.
You don't. And so many companies start out this way, and then I think Beauty Counter is one of them. A friend of mine sells, I just got their skincare line, and Julianne Follin.
Yes.
And she sent out an email saying, the original owner sold to this other company and they didn't do right by them. And so the original owner is actually buying the company back so she can redirect it back to what they want.
I read that this morning. So I like beauty counter. So if I'm going to choose, I've bought my daughter also likes, she doesn't just like my stuff.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm like, I made this all for you.
Yeah. Well, she's exploring.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I don't want to limit her, you know, her. Right. So I do just try to make wiser choices. And Beauty Counter is a great product, or has many great products. So I read that too. And I was like, oh, I didn't know I didn't know they sold, but I'm glad they're buying back.
Because, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Oh, interesting.
Though. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
And so she now, poor Julianne is like, sorry, folks, but for the next like week, it was a couple weeks, I think, as they transitioned, she couldn't take any orders.
Oh.
And good for her, because here she sent out an email to everybody who's her client and like, just hold on. And I have trial sizes. I think she's really managing that transition with her clients well, because some people just stay quiet.
Right.
Yeah. And instead she's on the forefront, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our house party still in. You know, like.
Oh, like the. Oh, yeah. Like the Tupperware.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that still in? Because obviously I'm not, you know, home anymore. I mean, I'm home, but I'm not home. But when my kids were younger, you know, there was so many different parties. I even had a bra party. Custom bra party.
Oh.
It was amazing. The woman came. She measured you. You picked out your style. Oh. And you got a custom bra.
Huh. Oh.
So I was just wondering if these, you know, sort of parties are still in. Yeah, like
what's your distribution plan?
Yeah, so mostly.
Pretend we're on the Sharks.
Yeah.
Oh. So mostly it's with farmers markets or like the NRT Harvest Fair. I have the spring NRT one coming up May 4th. I'll be there. And then in Mansfield Farmers Market is every Saturday morning. I'll be there. And I'm working to maybe get into the Foxborough one Thursday night. So that's where. And
Natalie, I'm talking big. I'm talking Sephora. Yeah. How do we get you into Sephora?
Yeah.
You tell me.
Well, so I think that is the local version of a convention, right? Where a convention, you're looking for one-on-one exposure, and building your website is going to be where people can buy the product. So that'll be huge.
Exactly.
Being able to buy it.
Once this podcast gets out, forget it.
Yeah. You'll be, might as well have been on the Shark Tank.
Nice.
I mean, it's just, it's so exciting.
So are there any certain products for me, menopause? Well, actually, I don't even know if I'm menopause yet. But what kind of products should I be using?
Yeah. So, I'm exploring all that stuff now. And so that's where my research has dove down. Because since January, it feels like I'm turning that corner and having to. So a few things. Depending on like, are you cryy? Are you
no?
Are you hot flashing?
I am.
So
you're migraining too.
Migraining, hot flashing.
Yeah. So it's really just from what I understand as an overarching concept is that it's your hormones are either dropping fast, or you don't have enough progesterone, or you don't have enough oxytocin, or too much estrogen because your body's not. Like the dry brushing helps with that because it'll help your body push it out and things like that. And so I'm researching, the newest thing is papaya. So I don't really love that fruit, but I
love papaya.
Oh, then you're great because papaya, it helps balance all your feminine hormones.
Oh.
Papayas do?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're hard to eat.
Can you get them at the grocery store? Is it like a mango?
It's just bigger.
Okay.
So Trader Joe's, I got one from Trader Joe's yesterday. And then earlier in the week, I got one from Big Y.
You're supposed to peel it? What do you do?
I chopped it down the middle. And this, you can eat the seeds too. They are not tasty at all to me. But people put them in their shakes or something like that. I just swallowed them whole to like, just to have some.
Taste them, yeah.
And then I just sliced it and I didn't eat the peel. But
why? Yeah. People eat the peel?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Did you ever try the banana peel on your face?
I didn't, no.
Oh my God, I love it.
What do you do? You put a banana peel on?
Yes.
For the potassium?
Yes. Oh. No, it like tightens your face. It feels so good.
Oh, I'm going to have to try it.
Next time you have a banana, yes, take the, it feels amazing.
Oh.
Yes.
I've been putting a banana peel in a jar with a lid and then I fill it with water and feed it to my plants for the potassium.
Yeah.
Oh, well, try it on your skin.
It's working. Oh, maybe I could probably drink it, but I don't. Know how dirty a peel is, you know.
Yeah,
you want it.
Yeah, no.
Wash.
Just put the inside, smear it on your face, and let it dry, and then wash it off.
Yeah, and supposedly the inner part of the eggshell, that little that membrane, the eye, you put over your eyes, and it's but it's all in. I crush it all together, so
we don't have to. We'll just buy your product instead.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of would rather do that.
Yeah, I don't feel like putting the membrane of an egg on my eye. Yeah. I honestly, Natalie, I don't have time for all this. I mean, now you've got me dry brushing. I've got to scrub my lips. I have to put the gloss on. I have to put the cream on the side of my
head. I've not scrubbed my lips before. That's going to be no-do.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Oh, so I'm so excited.
You're
going
to be like, give me a kiss to everybody. Right.
She'll be puckering up. I love it. I can't wait to try my soap. Yeah. This is amazing. Wait, so what are we supposed to... Oh, you said you have little baggies?
Yes. So okay. That wasn't...
So, I mean, I was just looking at your menu and I wouldn't even know what... There's so many wonderful... I want one of everything.
So it just depends on what you're trying to do. So there's...
Okay.
Yeah, right, there's some of my favorites. Yeah, so the Aegis of the Dragon has dragon's blood infused into it. So I had to go to...
That's right, Meredith, dragon's blood.
I need dragon's blood.
Yeah, so it's a really good anti-aging sort of...
I definitely need dragon's blood.
I want everything anti-aging.
Same.
So that... Most of them will help.
It is?
Yeah, most of them will help with that, some more than
others.
What about
with this, Natalie? Can we tighten up the jowls?
So it's the slow, daily, repeated things we do.
That helps, right? I hear magnesium, you loud and clear.
See magnesium relaxer.
Yeah,
where is that? So that's the cream she gave us.
I just put it on my temples.
Yeah,
and my hand.
I don't really think you should relax right now, Meredith. You have a full day of work ahead. I'll be putting this on my feet tonight.
Oh, a soothing chest rub. I'm not giving that to my husband.
So that's kind of like
if you have a cold or something.
Yes, it sort of eases your breathing and stuff. And so in the winter, if you're a little congested,
I should probably try that every night. I'm stuffy.
Scalp oil. I get dry scalp.
Oh, so I love that. So that I made because, so I don't dye my hair right now. As you can see, I have little grays.
Good for you.
So yeah. I'm just trying to do my best to minimize what
looks
I take
good.
In.
Yeah.
But if you don't dye your hair, let me tell you, you have no shine. No shine at all.
Oh, that's mine. It's like a ruddy color.
It's dull. Natural. Yeah. And so I was like, I'll confess, I was using for a long time like that glaze, that clear glaze, because I was like, I need to have shiny hair. But then I started doing research and I found oils that actually, and I think this is what Brookie did to me yesterday.
She put oil on it.
Looks good.
Yeah. And so this has like Abyssinian oil. It has rose. It's infused with rosemary.
I want it.
Yeah. And so scalp, if in the winter I get a little bit of dry and I touch up like in little spots where the scalp, it feels dry before I shower. And then I put it on my ends because that's where
it's. So is it dry. Like a dropper?
Yeah, it's a dropper bottle.
So how many drops do you think we should put in? So we put a couple drops into our hand. We spot.
Yeah, I drop it right onto my head.
Scalp.
Yeah, and I drop
okay.
it right,
it
right
in.
Into yeah,
right
and,
into your ends,
and then I'll comb it through a bit, like whatever I can, and then shampoo. Yeah, sometimes I will coat my whole head in it, but
I mean, I think your hair looks shiny.
Yeah,
it looks great.
It's definitely shiny compared to.
Are you gonna go all gray?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
My sister did, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah. So some people can pull it off. So
it's stunning.
Fingers crossed that I can.
I feel like my sister looks better gray than she did with brown hair.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be okay.
I think
with
yeah
that.
You'll because you have light eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're beautiful.
I think
you'll look gorgeous.
You.
Yeah. Thank
you. And you know what's nice is it's a slow transition for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm hoping. And right now it sort of just looks like I have like flecks. Like, the light sort
of
glistening.
A little shimmer.
So.
Meanwhile, my father's 94. He still dyes his hair.
He does.
So he was appalled at my sister's hair.
Oh, he didn't like it.
No. Sometimes he does throw it out an insult or two. So he said she should dye her hair and that I should lose weight.
Mm.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful girl, Stephanie.
Right. You're a beautiful girl, honey, but you need to lose weight. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks. What's a simmer pot?
Oh, so those are from the fall, mostly, when you put like you want your house to smell like fall. Oh, so they're like cinnamon sticks and clove and basil and some of the, so a lot of the botanicals too I grow in my own garden that I infuse into the soaps.
Oh my God.
So they're rosemary and things like that. And so just, you just put a little bit in a couple of cups of water, you dump the package into it and then you simmer it on your stove and then it fills your whole house up.
Hello, open houses.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes.
You should sell those to all the real estate agents.
Yes. And a spring one, not just a fall one.
I'm working on the spring one.
Perfect. Yeah. And I love the gift sets.
Thank you. So those actually are a huge set. People love those. They're
so great.
When I make the loaves of soap, I do cold process because I want to keep all the ingredients, the integrity of all the ingredients. And so then that means it takes 6 weeks to cure. So each loaf of soap takes, after they're cut, 6 weeks before you really want to use them. But when I cut them, there's scrap end pieces, right? Because they're to be, make them all even.
Adam, can you see this?
And the so I just put that, so there's no waste. I put them in a cute little box and I wrap them up and
it's perfect.
People love them. Yeah.
It's like a Misfits box.
Yeah, yeah. And then that does have the soap saver bag you can see in the picture. And so you could just stick them or you just put it on your bathroom sink and I think they look cute just like that too.
I love it. It's adorable.
I can't believe how fragrant this is.
Everything is so fragrant. How long have you been doing this, Natalie?
So March was 1 year.
That's it?
I made my first bar of soap last March. And you know what? It was one of those things that I had researched for probably the whole year and a half before that. Because, you know, with my garden and stuff, that's good for you. And it wasn't until I have to give credit to my baby sister, Kelly. She came to visit and she was like, so you want to make soap? Make soap. And I was like, I had all the stuff I wanted to. And it was like one of those hurdles that like, you know, when you're fearful, you don't want to fail. Like I had all these plans in my head and like you go and do it and then you don't like it or you failed at it. Or so I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to make a crappy bar of soap. And so that was it. I made my first bar of soap and loved it. And
it was the opposite of crappy.
Exactly. So, and it's been ever since then. So,
but I think too, like during the lockdown period, you really embraced gardening. That was a big thing.
It was.
And your herbs and I think things really started to change, if I'm not wrong, at that point for you.
Yeah. But like I said, there was a lot of things that, you know, I could look at in the world that I didn't like. And, you know, rather than go down that dark hole of like, oh, this is bad, and letting that drain my energy, I was like, well, if I don't like that, then I can go towards its opposite, right? Yes. And so what is its opposite? And it was more whole foods, more whole from the garden, like my chickens, and, you know, whole, making your own stuff, making your own bread. And so I've just been on a mission going towards that with everything. And then when I made the soap, I was like, okay, well, this is, you know, expensive to keep making soap. I was like, I'm going to have to start selling some of this. It's like I buy all these like oils that are like, oh, this oil's amazing. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to start selling this. And then when I went to farmers markets and I met other people, it was so like, it's so wonderful to know other people want this. And you really can't find a lot of all natural, you know. Right. There's always something or some base ingredient that like everybody uses that they buy from the bulk apothecary. So this is all from scratch. Even the magnesium in here isn't, I don't buy magnesium, I make it. So I make it and there's four different kinds of magnesium.
Wait a minute.
Who makes magnesium?
I didn't know you could make magnesium.
Yeah. So magnesium oil that is then infused into the tallow. And so it's four different kinds. So there's magnesium glycinate and then so the dead sea salt, and so you kind of dissolve it into water. So I mix them into there, make the reduction, and then you have to whip it with my mixer. I mean, whip it, and slowly infuse the magnesium oil into the tallow because, like, for them to, you know, get together. So, yeah.
Meredith.
I got nothing. I didn't even know you could make it. That's incredible to me.
Yeah. You can. Back to basics.
What do you make, Steph?
Nothing.
You don't make anything? You don't have anything?
No.
Nothing.
I stopped cooking.
Right.
I stopped cooking. I stopped baking.
I make kombucha.
That's right. You do that. Yep. Yeah.
I started that 2019. I haven't done a sourdough, though. I would love to, but I'm going to love it, and then I'll eat more bread, and
I think you can eat sourdough.
Yeah, but I will... you know what? There's just some things you shouldn't do. I want to eat overeat because it's
I'm
so good.
I'm sorry, but one piece of sourdough in the morning in a pan.
Oh.
Oh my God, with a little bit of olive oil.
Yeah.
And
there
then, oh my God, some avocado, yeah, a little bit of cottage cheese, maybe.
Butter. Hello, I love butter.
Like there's a woman on Instagram, and so she only eats meat. And then for snacks, she eats butter.
Oh.
She takes a whole stick of butter and she's.
Wow.
That sounds.
That's a lot.
Yeah, like a lot.
So I made a brioche sourdough. That's got a lot of butter and eggs in it. So that I'm not gonna make.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a baker at all. I was actually a pretty good cook back in the day.
Oh, what but did you
usually
like to cook?
I cooked mostly like just Mediterranean style, lots of olive oil always, just whatever. But I could never bake. I would try to make a banana loaf and it would sink in the middle.
Oh.
I did flunk cooking class in junior high. I forgot to put the baking soda in my muffins. So they never, she Damn said, it. I'll be using your muffins as a prop for the other classes. Show what happens when you don't
when put you don't.
Baking soda in. So, so that's that.
Natalie, do you feel like it's been a hurdle in the science end of all of this, or is it just coming naturally to you?
So there was a bit of a learning curve with like the quantities, like, so I have a scale, so a digital scale, and it's like, so by the gram. And so it is a pretty exacting thing, which I'm more of a fly by the seat of my pants. So I was nervous about that. I'm like, okay, these are like, I got to be careful with this. And like, you know, and, but you know what? I actually have a lot of satisfaction in doing that exacting part, which was surprising to me. So same with the sourdough. You measure, you sort of weigh everything. So I can appreciate that like exactness to it. But then there's also the creative aspect of like what goes into it and how they turn out. They're like swirly or like the different botanicals give different colors and so on. So there's like a marriage of the creative and the science part of it.
Do you wake up at night? Are you sleeping and you wake up with an idea and you're like, oh, I need to try that tomorrow.
I need to add rose hips to my.
Right. What if I mixed? Stub. Right.
Yeah, there is rose hip oil in the body butters. Yes.
There is?
Yes, because it's really good for you. Yeah.
And what was it that you said, the daily that we do?
The small daily repeated things that we do that nourish us for the long term. And I have to I have to tell you, so that, you know, you were talking about the gym earlier, and I remember when you did the marathon years ago, and I remember you said, I just have to show up.
Yeah.
And that still is with me because sometimes it's like too busy and I was like, okay, I just have to show up and I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yeah.
And that's. I have to give you credit for that because, and if you read that book, The Atomic
Habits, it
is. It's just commit to one small little thing.
Yes.
And see where it takes you.
Yeah.
Well, I think to your point, one, you need a catalyst, right? So that was your sister here, and so many things are fear based in life, right? Why we don't do something, And breaking it down just into the smallest piece for you for that day. And here, you didn't start this overnight.
Right.
But you thought about it for a while and thought about it. And that's what we do with a lot of things. And then you just need that spark to just show up. Right. That day you showed up, you were like, fine, I'm going to make the crappy soap, right? It was that step. And then, so you spend 5 minutes a day on it, right? Yeah. But that 5 minutes a day times 7 days, now you get 35 minutes already of having learned something. So it doesn't have to be a marathon overnight. It's just the little pieces that you learn little by little. And wow. And now this step can lead to something else. Now you're funding your habit.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Your soap habit.
Exactly. And so that's kind of how the name Grounded came about, because like you can research, you can learn, you can, you know, think in the spiritual realm or the, you know, imagination realm for so long, but there comes a point where you have to embody it. You have to do something.
You have to just do it. Right.
And so Grounded is, yes, a lot of the botanicals are from the ground, grown from the ground, but then Grounded also grounds me here in this plane. And so,
it's got multiple purposes. Name. Yeah. Yes. It's wonderful.
And grounded to nature and sort of just connecting with, you know, various like things from nature, just back to basics, back to our roots, that sort of thing.
Well, and it's really incredible with what we put on our body. So I learned this long ago. So I went through IVF for a couple of my kids. And there was a moment when I put a patch on my belly that had hormones in it. And it was literally just smaller than this. And I put it on my belly. And that was an aha moment for me, because I thought, oh my God, just this patch with not even any jelly on it or cream or anything. There's something on this patch that by putting it on my body is going to impact my hormones.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Because, and that was a process that I wanted so it could help me get pregnant. But that was so eye-opening, because the stuff that the creams that we put on our body are impacting or could negatively or positively impact your body.
Exactly.
And so that's why I think this is so important.
Exactly. And that's exactly where this came from, is that we are taking in, I think research says it's like 60 to 70% of what you put on your skin can transdermally go in. So that was the thing, is that I didn't want this. So I'm going to go towards, well, what can I take? I can't put everything in my smoothies,
right?
But how can I take in more vitamin C? How can I, you know, that, or put stuff exactly where I want it, because it's for skin, like the collagen building properties and stuff, and put it right where I want it. And that's exactly the concept behind it.
It's so exciting. And you're glowing. Your skin glows.
Oh, thank
now,
you.
Do you wear makeup?
So I do wear eyeshadow and mascara. So I haven't found a natural version of mascara.
Yeah.
So I'm not going without that. But nothing on my face. No.
No.
Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I wear a full foundation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I always have.
It looks nice.
I love it.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And now, well, I'm getting red. I get rosacea here. Right. So like.
This will help with that.
It will? Yeah. What should she use?
So a lot of people with psoriasis and eczema swear by this, and it's very calming to the inflammation. So both my children have various skin, everything comes out in their skin, and my husband too. So like, but they'll use this. And
isn't that odd or coincidental that then you created this?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a calling.
And then it calms their skin. And even my husband, so there's one particular soap in there that's made with pine tar. So we imported pine tar.
What?
Yes. And so the majority of the bar of soap is converted pine tar into a bar of soap. And it's you have a mosquito bite, you have poison ivy, you have things like that. You put it on and it literally dries up and like detoxes up. Yeah. It's amazing.
I just figured out what I'm getting my sister for her birthday.
Yeah.
I'm getting her a whole gift bag of this stuff, because she's, although we just traveled together and she goes, I cannot believe all the products you have.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but she's going to love all this stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'll have to put together a big basket and ship that right out to her.
Yeah.
Although she's not acknowledging her birthday on May 2nd.
Oh, all right. Well, she doesn't have to.
Yeah, I said, that's fine. I won't say
a word. Sometimes you want to, sometimes you don't.
Right, but this is, she's going to love all this stuff.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
She likes natural?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good, yeah. Yeah, there's people who really gravitate towards it. And there's people who really are looking for this stuff, which was the surprising part for me, because most of my soaps, they don't look like, you know, if you see a handmade soap with the belly band and they have like the fancy colors and they're like really sort of like bright and vivid. And I was like afraid, because I use natural botanicals for the colors. But people come by and they're like, yeah, they're like, this is very organic and it's very, and they're really connected to it. So I was really like, I don't know. It was just really nice to know that there's other people who are looking.
You should hit the moms clubs in all different towns, because I know the mothers now that are having babies, they are gravitating towards all this stuff and they don't want to give their babies anything that's not natural.
Yes.
Natalie was the president of the Easton Moms Club.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Those were fun times. She hosted parties, hosted events.
Oh.
We had lots of fun.
Oh, yeah. That whole Christmas party. You should see my house now. It's completely different. But yes. Yeah.
Garden party. Remember at the Quiset?
Oh, yes. That was nice.
Very nice.
That place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it, the soiree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were fun times. Yeah. I think Mom's Club, definitely. Especially, you know, I think that's a good introduction for people, because when you have a baby, you're very aware of their skin, because so many babies are sensitive and the products are different for babies than they are for adults. And it kind of gives you a pause to say, wait a minute. And even the products that are baby specific.
Yeah.
have chemicals in them.
Right. They do. And it's really mind blowing. So the one that I always recommend for babies, especially if they have sensitive skin, is my pure tallow. It has no scent, nothing but saponified tallow, and it's got a higher percentage of the fat left over. So it's very skin nourishing, very hydrating, protective. So that's the one that, you know, I suggest for babies.
So I think you should carry the dry brushing. I think you should figure out what's your best and be an influencer in that, and so that we can gravitate towards the dry brushing. Because those of us who don't have a dry brush, you're going to get a text from me later that says,
which one
do I get?
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. And you could even have your own store on Instagram, and then you can just send a link, and then I can buy it right through there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it can show up at my door, and it's
easy. Do you have one with a long handle, or you have the handheld? I have the handheld.
So I have a few. I have like the one handheld that's a palm, and then I also have like the sizable one that has just a little bit of a one, and it's like a loop, like a loop de loop. And those are more my favorite. Like I don't know, those work for me the most. But I can't find them in bulk to sell. So right. I just have the handheld ones, which, you know, do the trick too.
Now, Natalie, tell Stephanie a very surprising fact that she is not going to guess about you, of where you went to school.
Oh,
college.
Where?
Tell her.
Bridgewater?
No, didn't you go? You went to the Maritime Academy.
No, I was in the Marine Corps.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I was in the U.S. Marines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What?
Yeah. Yes. Natalie's a Marine.
Yes. And I grew up in Montreal, and when I was 18.
Canada.
Yeah, you'd think I would have just went to college like everybody else. Nope, I was ready to go back to the United States, which was where I was born, and the way I did that was joining the U.S. military.
Bet you weren't going to guess that one, huh?
I'm speechless.
And I had it wrong, but I thought you went to school. But yeah, that's what it
I'm
was.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long were you in
just
the Marines?
Just one term. Yeah. Just one term. And then I went to school. Came here, went to school. Because my parents had moved away from Montreal at that point. So I was like, where am I going to go?
I love Montreal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It's like a clean New York City.
Didn't Canada get really weird during the COVID era?
Mm. What didn't?
Yeah.
But I think they were extra weird. Like, there's still lingering results of it. Like, they. Yeah.
Well, I was sitting on the plane yesterday with a woman wearing that giant mask, the NR 44.
Oh.
Dibbledy doo.
Yeah.
Oh, and she had a fit because there was a woman in front of me with a big, juicy cough.
Oh, no.
She's like, and oh, she actually took her paper. So she had her mask on and she was going like this.
Oh, my God.
It was so great. Oh, I'm like, God. This is so great.
Did she put it on, take it on and off?
Yeah.
And so, like, I can't go down this
She
road.
Took it off.
Natalie's like, don't do it.
She took it off to eat. She took it off to eat, and then she put it back on.
Well, you know what that taught me? That we should embrace as many different microbiomes as possible, because the opposite of extinction, right, is more diverse, right? Yes. And so the more exposure to different botanicals or different airs or different places, the more we evolve and grow and expand. And so, you know, when you think about the mass, it's sort of like limiting and contracting and like narrowing what you're taking in. And if you know anything about gut bacteria and health and stuff like that, actually the more broad spectrum of everything you have in there, the better off you are.
Yes.
If if you're down to only a few, then things proliferate and then it's gets off balance, right? So it's everything in harmony. And so that's why I like things in nature, because it's as it's supposed to be. So,
well, you think about your kids, right? So daycare days, right?
Oh, God.
My youngest, just his immune system was assaulted nonstop, right? Because he had older siblings who were around him constantly. They're in daycare. They bring something home. And he was sick. And a doctor had told us this. He said, let me give you a class in germ warfare, right? In very army terms, because we were with my husband. And he said, by the time he's 8, he's not going to get sick anymore.
Yeah.
And there could be no truer fact in the world. And so I think you're exactly right. I mean, I don't know science at all. But just from my own practice of seeing, right, exposure.
Yeah.
You know, I think in the beginning year of the 2020, right around April, we were all like, gee, this could be bad. And you kind of think of like all the bad pandemics, right?
Yeah.
And is this going to roll us up? But thankfully it didn't.
I know. I remember back when I first, and I was scared. I was, you know, we didn't know. We were scared, you know, and then once like it digested, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, wait, what's everything in nature like balances itself out. Like it might go a little this way, a little that way, but it all comes out in the wash. Yeah. So, you know, same with my garden. I feel like organic gardening, it's like, okay, I'm not going to use pesticides, but like, then I'm going to be out there like grabbing every slug off everything. And at first I was, but eventually, like, I think I got busy and I couldn't get out there every day. And it was like a week went by, I went out to my garden. And of course there was slugs on my cabbage. But I looked over and I saw, you know, a big spider was a spider's web, and the spider went right there. And so the spider eats the, and I was like, see, everything in harmony.
Done.
Everything is in harmony in nature. And so if you just have faith and trust that everything will come out, it's like, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
All is well.
Yeah.
So. Amazing. Can we talk about the gym for a second?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So now what do you...
I wanted to talk about my grounding sheets.
Oh, right. Okay. Talk about that. Yes. That's
I wanted you to talk about those too.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, you know, I got my grounding sheets.
Can we explain what a grounding sheet is again, please?
Natalie, can you explain it? You explain it better.
So it neutralizes all the electromagnetic field that is around. So in our house, like just because there's electricity running through the walls and they're all around us, it's sort of something when you ground yourself, if you go barefoot and walk on the grass, you'll actually neutralize all of the like the energy in your and re like center and calm yourself.
And as you know, I have a very sensitive nervous system. So I was wearing my Fitbit and it made me so sick, Natalie.
Oh.
I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I had to keep giving myself injections with my sumatriptan because I kept getting these horrible migraines, and it went day after day, week after week, and I was just sick. And one day I just started crying because I couldn't take it anymore, and I said, what am I doing differently? Yeah. I couldn't figure out what I was doing differently. All of a sudden I looked at my wrist, and I saw the flashing blue light. And then I'm like, is this what's causing it? And I immediately Googled, and there was tons of people saying it made me sick, it was giving me migraines, and I whipped it off, and I was fine.
Oh, wow.
It was really eye-opening.
Oh, so that
so it was totally the magnetic field was messing with my central nervous system.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
It was bad.
So at night, I turn my whole Wi-Fi off at night, and so that it's like it has a timer on it now, so I don't have to go unplug and whatever. So I've been curious about the grounding sheets personally.
Well, so honestly, I have, I'm not sore anymore.
Oh.
And I had even got a new bed that the head lifted up, and I was still sore, but I don't have any shoulder or neck pain anymore.
Oh.
I don't know.
So is it a device?
No. So it just has a little like socket on the side of the sheet, and if you plug that in, you connect that, and then you plug in the other part. You know how your electrical socket has two dots and then the little circle in the bottom?
Yeah.
You plug it into the little circle.
Oh.
Because that little circle is the ground. It grounds your house. It's grounding. So whenever you plug something in, it has to be grounded too.
Oh.
And so it goes I'm into grounding. The ground. I just got the pillowcases too.
Oh.
Yeah, I just got them in the mail today. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I am feeling better.
Good.
Don't forget, I was away for a week not using my grounding sheets. So I can't, you know, last night I had a much better sleep because it was the first night I was home.
Okay.
And what were you saying you saw on Instagram? Somebody with this machine.
Yeah. So I was always curious about the sheets, but I was like, well, how do you know they're working? Like I'm plugging it in, like, how are you going to know? Like, and I think to your point, like if you do notice a difference, like then it helps. But somebody had like an EMF thing that measure, it was sort of like you put it towards something and it goes, I don't know what it measures it in, the what units.
They use that in Ghostbusters too.
Something like that.
Natalie, please don't hit your microphone. Okay, this equipment is expensive and Adam will be angry.
I guess it can test whether the sheets are, you know, and then he put it towards something that was very like, you know, a lot of frequency. Yeah. Yeah. And then he put it to the sheets and it was like, oh, and I was like, oh, that's nice to know. Well, so, yeah. So I bet it does something. I do try to walk outside every day.
I do that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not in my bare feet.
Oh.
When the weather gets warmer, I do stand outside on my grass.
Yes. Yes, that's good.
I don't do any of this stuff.
Well, Meredith.
I'm behind the times. Again, I don't dry.
You don't brush your skin.
Brush my
skin. You don't slough your lips.
You're going to love dry brushing.
I'm excited.
I'm taking mine back out tonight. I'll be dry brushing tomorrow.
And whenever I feel like, oh, I'm feeling down, I'm feeling dark, I start commit to dry brushing and I'm like back at it.
That's it.
It really is.
I'm in.
I'll be
like, never mind
Meredith.
My stuff, just
do
dry brushing.
Do you share your brush with anyone else or is it like Meredith, you have your own personal
Meredith
brush?
Shares everything with her family. It's.
I mean, you could if you wanted to.
She
my
will.
Kids all have their own. And so whenever they get sick, right? So because our skin helps us, like if they get a cold or something that sniffles, we dry brush them and then they go into a magnesium bath. So
what do you do, Meredith, when your kids get sick? Do you dry brush and put them in a magnesium bath?
No, I don't. But I make them a special tea.
Oh, what kind of tea?
Lemon, garlic.
Yeah,
honey.
But
yum.
Do yeah, you?
That's a good one.
You know, the tea bags are now.
I know. I use the little.
Are they chemical laden?
No, I don't use not a tea bag. I just make it with fresh squeezed lemon and. Local honey, and I should use an organic garlic, but I haven't yet. But I'm going to get them from, I'm going to start getting it from Langwater.
Langwater, yeah.
The garlic. And yeah, it's actually an amazing tea. It's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I put it in a little mason jar.
And your kids will drink it?
Yeah. I mean, they fake me a little bit begrudgingly. My husband will, though. And I've made it for friends before. It's just simple. But
yeah,
it's a burst of vitamin C. And the garlic has some qualities in it for your lungs. I don't know.
Antimicrobial.
Is that it?
It's like anti a lot of stuff.
And
yeah,
honey's great, too.
Yes. Do you use Manuka honey or just local honey?
I have used the Manuka. My mom's got that for me before. And you're not supposed to use like a metal spoon. You only use, real specific. She was like, this is the healthy honey. I'm a huge fan of honey.
Yeah.
And but
so is Papa Blockus, and he's 94.
Really?
He eats honey every day.
My grandpa did too.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. I just feel like it's a special thing in nature, and it adds the sweetness too for the kids and soothes your throat. And and you're not supposed to make it that hot, you know, just kind of warm and sip it. That's what I make. And I make a soup too.
Oh yeah.
Matzo ball?
Similar, but that has lots of lemon in it and lots of garlic and then a broth based.
Oh, yes. Nice. Bone broth?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Very good, Meredith. I'm impressed.
We learn. I'm big into the drink world. Like that's my gravitational pull. I don't know these like the kombuchas. I recently made fire cider. I don't know. It's just a fascination for me. Like these creams are for you and on the skin, but I don't know anything about it and I'm not going to sell it,
What's the fire?
Fire cider is wild. So you take one. Well, this is how I made it. I have my big gallon jugs and you fill it with superfoods like blueberries and cranberries and garlic and then really spicy stuff like all your big heavy
cayenne,
jalapenos, habaneros, all of those. And then you cover it with apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And you let it ferment for 2 months at least.
Wow.
Yeah. So I made it and it's a lot. It's like drinking what's the alcohol you get from the cell?
Oh, like grain alcohol.
Yeah, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
But I think the ingredient that I use that I wouldn't use again is horseradish because I can taste that really strong in it. I can give it to you. I don't really know what to do with it, but it's for a lot of people. And my mom has the reflux and she's a little nervous to take it because she's afraid it's going to inflame it, which it may. I don't really know. But for some people I don't know anything about the science behind it. I made it and I'll have it in the morning and you're like, oh my God, that was a lot.
So do you just do a shot?
And you can, and a lot of people will add honey to it. Okay. So I've made a jar with some honey in it. But it's still, it's really vibrant in flavor.
Wow.
Well, unfortunately, ladies, we're out of time.
That's it with our health. Natalie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for our gift set because this is really exciting. Our starter set.
Yeah, and we do love when guests come on and bring gifts.
Yes. And one more time, can you remind our audience where to find you for
everything. One minute.
Okay. So it's www.getgrounded.us for the website. And then you can go to Instagram and it's grounded_holistic_apothecary or on Facebook, same thing. So awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks for coming
today. Awesome. Go dry brush.
Go dry brush.
Yes.